Alright guys, welcome back to Bailey's Bleachers. So we have a lot to cover today, so stay tuned. Okay, so UFC 299 was a crazy card. It was stacked, but I'm just going to talk about the co-main event and the main event because those were the two that I like really watched. I was flying at the time, so I didn't get to watch the whole thing, so I'm not going to talk about like the highlights that I saw. I'm just going to talk about the two fights that I got to watch. So the co-main event, it was a lightweight bout. It was between my man, Dustin the Diamond Poirier, and Benoit St. Denis. And thank God this fight only got into the second round, okay? So it was a really interesting fight. The Diamond kept trying to guillotine St. Denis, and literally Dustin's whole corner was like, bro, what are you doing? Like, he literally just kept trying to guillotine over and over and over, and like, it clearly wasn't working. And we're like, come on. Like, everyone watching was like, what are you doing? So the Diamond was gassed. Like, Dustin, like, he fights like this. Like, we know this is how he usually is. Like, he doesn't always look like he's in the best shape, but he usually gets it done, right? Totally get that. But, like, there were, like, some really nice hits back and forth. And honestly, this fight was pretty good. It ended with a fantastic knockout from the Diamond. But, like, if he didn't do that, he might have lost. Like, if he didn't get that knockout, there was like a pretty good chance that he was going to lose. He was gassed super early on, and he just looked pretty drained, like really early on. And like, it was a beautiful knockout to end the fight, but he needs to be thankful that he got that KO because it could have been a very different outcome. Dustin was 30 for 37 strikes. And what's crazy is St. Denis was 69 for 97. So he was striking way more than Dustin was. Like, if you just look at the stats, if this had come to a decision, Dustin actually might have lost strictly just based on significant strikes. St. Denis had 22 more significant strikes than Dustin did, and he had 3 takedowns. So really, this knockout was huge. Poirier is now 30-8 on his career. The bout got fight of the night, and I mean, it was super entertaining, so like, I get why, but it definitely kept me on my toes. I was a little worried. I was literally watching on the plane. It had just landed, and I was like literally like trying not to like talk out loud because I was like, this is nuts. So then the main event was between Sugar Sean O'Malley and Marlon Chito Vera, who is O'Malley's only loss in the UFC. So this was like a rematch that like needed to happen. This was the bantamweight championship matchup where O'Malley defended his title. So the fight went all 5 rounds, and oh my god, like, it was a battle. O'Malley went 232 for 358 in striking with 230 significant strikes. And boy, were they significant. Like, if you watch this, like, it was literally crazy. I don't know how he didn't knock out Chito. He was piecing him up. He hit him with a crazy knee to the face, and Chito just took it and kept battling. He is so tough. It's nuts. Chito was 89 for 241 strikes, but they were all significant strikes. So, but yeah, it ended up coming to a decision. The two took it all the way to the end of 5 rounds, and the reigning champ, O'Malley, kept his title. Chito is so tough, and O'Malley just, like, he did not want to lose to him again. He came into that fight super prepared. He was not losing this fight. That fight received one of the performances of the night, and so there were big bonuses all around for that. But UFC 299, fantastic card, great fights to end the night. And they have a few fights coming up, and then UFC 300 is going to be wild, so I will definitely be covering that. Moving on, though, you know, college basketball, we're headed into conference playoffs, and there have been so many exciting games so far. So, you know, I have to start, you know, with talking about Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes. So they just won their 6th Big Ten tournament title with a 94-89 win over Nebraska. So overall, Iowa is doing really well right now, but let's talk about Caitlin Clark for a minute, as we must. We have to. She's the best there is right now. So in one of my shorts that I had posted, I talked about how she just keeps making history. So she just broke Pete Maravich's record for the all-time leading scorer in NCAA Division I history, men's and women's, doesn't matter. She beat the record, right? Which at the time was 3,668 points, and I don't even know what she's at right now. She blew that out of the water, right? So then she goes and breaks the most three-pointers made in a single season with 163, which was previously held by Steph Curry. She is just a freak athlete, and she is going to have such a good career in the WNBA. She is definitely going to be the number one draft pick, which is right now, it's Indiana Fever who drew that card, so she is totally going to Indiana Fever. If they don't pick her for the number one, like, they're just crazy. So, and I don't see that happening. So she's going to have such a great career, like I said, and there's actually been a lot of jokes because of how good she is that she should probably get drafted into the NBA, really. But, you know, moving on, South Carolina went 32-0 this season as they beat LSU in a pretty heated SEC championship game. There was a lot of beef going on during this game, but then, like, that's sports, I get it, but, like, six players got ejected. It was kind of crazy, especially for, like, women's sports. Like, you don't, that's, like, it's not unheard of, but, like, it's less likely. So this actually might affect, like, a lot of players, like, with tournament playing time. Like, we'll see how it rides out. But, you know, they were two competitive teams fighting for a title. And LSU just did not come out on top, which I'm happy about because I don't really like LSU. So great for South Carolina. And then UConn women's basketball won the Big East Championship, and then Notre Dame women's basketball, they won their sixth ACC Women's Tournament champion. Their bracket for March Madness is being selected this Sunday, and I'm sure it's going to be a great bracket this year. Then men's college basketball. It's been pretty exciting this year, so I've heard. I honestly haven't been watching it at all. Like, I've seen the clips that ESPN posts, and I just haven't had time to keep up with it, honestly. Like, I've been paying a lot of attention to what's going on in women's college basketball, mostly because of Caitlin Clark. And, like, that's not a knock on men's basketball at all. That's been at the back of my mind when it comes to what I need to, like, watch content-wise right now. And, you know, whatever. Their bracket's getting pulled here too soon, so we'll be able to see what's going on for men's and women's basketball for March Madness, which is always such an exciting time. But I am going to cut this episode a little short. I had a lot more that I wanted to talk about tonight, but it would take me a hot minute to film it all. So next time we're going to talk about the crazy trades that have been going on in the NFL. I'm just going to mention one of them right now, like Russell Wilson going to the Steelers, like with the 1 year deal, I think it's like 1.5 mil. Like, it's going to be wild. So we're going to talk all about the NFL trades next time on Bailey's Bleachers. So stick around so we can talk about some more sports.